Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, alright, so I was going to talk about, you know, the whole worth it thing, you know, that we as individuals, every second, there's a certain amount of horror that takes place in the earthly biosphere. And if there's 7 billion of us or 8 billion of us, then we all have 1/8 billionth, okay, of an apportionment of responsibility. Now, the fact is that we could just say that, no, we all have the whole responsibility, because just because we're a mob doesn't change the behavior. So it's like if you are the getaway driver for the bank robbery that kills people, well, you're going to be indicted for murder because you're a contributor to the whole thing. But anyway, the end result, the net product. And that's, you know, the fact is you're not worth it is my argument. Okay, you might find that offensive. But I'm saying that, yes, torture. You're not worth torturing a biosphere, and that's what you're doing, okay? The air you breathe, everything you that sustains you is being provided to you through an awful lot of horror, frankly. The whole mechanism that makes Earth habitable. And now, a big, giant part of that isn't necessary. You could argue that we could manufacture our nitrogen, manufacture the oxygen, find some synthetic way to provide for our nutrients, and not involve a bunch of feeling creatures being cannibalized, okay, by feeling creatures, other feeling creatures. And that's really all this is, right? So if you have enough separation, it's easy to apparently not recognize something worthy of your respect and appreciation. So like the Europeans go across the ocean and they meet their 20,000-year separated brothers and sisters, and they don't recognize them. can't figure out that these aren't something else, they are the same thing. And they just rape and pillage their own kind, their own people, their own family. In some simple sense, that's what this whole argument's about. I wouldn't torture anything if I could possibly evade it, or say let's not torture anything to justify, my simple pleasures, you want to call them that. I mean, there's not much to this definition of even this word of what the hell you're playing the game for, except not to be dead, not to be put through the process of dying. And that's really all we're really running from. Is the negative, and trying to maintain what we have and not, have to pay prices. And it's just ironic, that for 20 years I have to make videos about how paying prices sucks and we shouldn't force something else to pay the prices. So that was going to be what I was going to talk about, but, how much time does that take? And then I got one of these emails, and this asshole, seemed nice enough, seemed intelligent, so it's almost like the modern mystic thing. And you're just saying, how can somebody with some reasoning skills bother me with this horse shit, this nihilist crap? So he links me to this. He found Marquis de Sade somehow compelling and interesting. And basically, it's just a philosophy that rationalizes selfish country because we're going to pretend, and that's all it is, it's just a silly pretending, that even though we personally know there's a huge difference between feeling good and feeling bad. We're just going to pretend there isn't any. Yeah. So we can just make our own pleasure and everybody else's pleasure irrelevant and just say, well, I might as well just do what my little brain feels like doing because it doesn't matter. Outcomes don't matter because there's nothing at stake because nature says it's okay. Even though nature doesn't have a mouth, it obviously can't write it. It obviously didn't say it's okay. It doesn't have a brain. So obviously it can't investigate the question because it doesn't even have a brain to investigate the question with, let alone answer the question and say, yes, it's perfectly okay to commit torture. No, it isn't. It's stupid. So again, you're saying, oh, come on, this couldn't possibly be a subject, where people fall for this crap, that somehow they believe it doesn't matter, torture doesn't matter, feeling good, feeling bad, all the same thing, who cares? Who the fuck could possibly believe that? Obviously they don't. And so they're just looking for rationalizations for being a selfish fucker. And that's it. There's nothing else happening here. It's just giving themselves an excuse to immerse themselves in their worst character, if you want to call it that. Now, the weird part is, on top of the weird part being this is not philosophy, it's not logic, it's not anything to sit there and say, nature says it's okay. Yeah, nature, the thing without a brain, it says it's okay. it's so stupid. But just the whole necessity of it, I mean, it's just so foreign from me in the sense that I never even thought about, like, oh, rape would be fun. It'd be fun to terrorize a woman, maybe even, shit in her face and, rub my butt on her nose or something. Yeah, that'd be fun. Never even occurred to me to, find any of that interesting, desirable, fascinating in any way. So you're just saying, what is this fun I'm supposed to have? Because I have license to go have the fun. And it's like, well, I don't want license to hurt things. It just doesn't get me off in any way whatsoever. Seeing something else in pain, unless it's like the most heinous, awfulest, horriblest human to ever exist, why would I want to see that? So if I had any sadism in me, even the tiniest bit, the only little tiny bit I have is like, I heard the story of a Russian serial killer who like killed 70 or 80 kids and some adults, but mostly kids, and he would stab them and then fuck them while they were dying, and shove dirt in their mouth so they couldn't scream, and just doesn't get any worse. And you're just, why would you, they had a trial for him and all that stuff. They put him in a cage, which was nice for the trial. But you're just wondering, like, why would you gracefully exit this fucker? I mean, of all the people on earth to do laboratory experiments on, or just stab him with a dull pencil until he slowly dies, just give him his own treatment. Is it just seems, I mean, I could watch that TV show. Okay, Cops, I can't watch that. 911, I can't even go near that show. I'm going to somehow enjoy watching other people go through traumatic horror? Oh, no. Not going to happen. So, from my perspective, I'm just like, what the fuck are you morons talking about? So, they seem to mix these subjects. Sadism, some sort of fetish where you get off watching something else in pain and suffer, and nihilism. They're really not the same thing. One is a legitimate philosophy, legitimately stupid, but a philosophy, And one is a fetish. It's a, some kind of, you're a sicko, fucker. That's all you can call it. I mean, it's perverse, to say the least, from my perspective. There's all, how do you hatch that way? I mean, what exactly do you have to have happen to you for you to find it, desirable to hurt something? Like, that's going to get you off. How does that work? So I just can't. So neither part can I understand. I don't understand the logic of this whole idea of, so anyway, they try to imply that this has something to do with materialism. Like, if you're a materialist, that somehow, you have to be a nihilist and a sadist. No, you don't. And that, materialism is essentially the same as atheism, in the sense that you're saying it's just a mechanical machine, the universe, and you're just machines inside the machine. There's the big machine of the universe, and you're just the little machines inside the big machine. Fact. But it's still a huge, gigantic fact that you're not a soda machine. You're not a rock. You're not a switch, light switch. You're not some machine that's doing nothing interesting. You're a machine, when you're conscious, doing something incredibly interesting, in the sense of you're having these sensations that have this obvious distinction of whatever this thing, they gave it the word qualia, okay, which is kind of queer. But anyway, we definitely are experiencing this sensation thing, okay, where you're directly hit with the happy pie in the face or the unhappy pie in the face kind of thing, the nasty, awful experience versus the let's do that some more experience. And huge, giant difference. I mean, you can't get much, I can't imagine much of a bigger, huger difference. You could say, hey, there's a lot of a difference between a number one and a number one quadrillion. Well, yeah, there's a lot of difference, but there's even more difference between a fucking rock or an iPad and a human being or an animal with a sentient brain. Key ephelist moment in the video. Ephelism is about the fact that all of us creatures with these brains that create sensations are in the same class, and it's really not valid to say something like, I beat it in a race, or I'm taller than it is, so therefore I'm important and it isn't. So the fact that the animals can't add and subtract, okay, and they can't write poetry, some of them can dance, sort of, and sing. But they can't do certain things we call intelligent. So they're not very smart, but they're plenty feeling. So in a feeling competition, they're doing plenty of that. So you can't just negate them as non-participants in the game you're playing in your life, because they're just as real a player as you are in terms of a stakeholder. They have a welfare stake, a state of being, and that state can be incredibly negative or positive, just like your state can be. And it's about who has these negative experiences and how much of that are you going to pay for the little bits of positive experience. And those are the ethical questions. All right. So anyway, it's really hard to imagine that anybody would take the Marquis de Sade's writings as anything other than the ramblings of a lunatic. a fucking psychotic, crazy, stupid, ignorant, motherfucking, rationalizing, exploitantist. You know, something very, you know, a psycho killer. important word, psycho. And clearly he must have had some psychotic feeding instincts. He was a vampire, and he's just justifying vampiring. Okay, so, and that's all you could really say here, is these are just vampires looking for a way of rationalizing their theft and trying to say, I'm worth it, when, no, they're not, clearly. Right. So, that's a beginning, and I shall return and such. It's a beginning now, I haven't begun. So I'll play some of the video, I'll just jump through it. But the drift is just this simple. You're just making these simple arguments that being an atheist doesn't mean you don't know that things can feel, and that feelings make a huge difference in how something's functioning. Something that's feeling. If I had nothing in the universe that felt, it'd be a completely different universe. I could take everything out of that universe and just put one feeling thing in it. And it's a completely different universe. I mean, it's just so, it makes all the difference, frankly. Because this is where value starts, is with the condition of the experience of torment and horror and torture and suffering. That's where value begins. There's no value until you create a feeling thing to make it. It can't exist without the welfare of a feeling thing being affected. How can people not understand that? I mean, I think I was born understanding that, frankly. I can't recall a time when I had the thought that somehow, you know, I could poke my mother in the eye or something and hurt her, and it'd be okay. I mean, how could any of that ever be okay? How could it ever be okay for something that felt like I felt to be harmed? How could I ever make that a good thing that just happened in the universe, right? So I can't even imagine how dumb somebody has to be to not realize you can't escape the significance of sentience. Being feeling makes you completely different. I had no affinity with anything that didn't look like it was feeling. I mean, to say I was fooled by any toys, I can't think of any. you know, I had a little toy train that bounced off the walls and stuff. I didn't think, oh gee, the train's got a broken nose and no, I didn't think the train felt pain, but I knew if it was a rabbit it could. I remember crayfish in the sink, you know, struggling to live, you know, struggling to feel better, you know, and saying, something ain't right here. You know, killing bugs. And, you know, I knew, hey, this is something. there's something wrong with doing this, okay? This isn't a freebie, okay? And this isn't just a, oh, there's nothing to think about here. No, there was plenty to think about. All right, so I was just thinking, you know, about, you know, this is painful that these assholes, you know, idiots, morons, fucktards, psycho fuckers, I don't know, keep going back to this crap, you know. And so this is an asshole who emails me, says, this is very interesting. He saw my videos rejecting nihilism and saying what I basically said already about how nature doesn't have a brain. It hasn't endorsed torture in any way. Okay, so there's no argument from nature because nature doesn't have a brain and it has no valid opinion. Okay, so even if it could articulate an opinion, you wouldn't take it seriously because it is so profoundly retarded. I mean, nature's not just a little bit retarded, having no brain at all. It's a lot retarded. Okay. So obviously it hasn't endorsed torture. Okay. It hasn't said it's okay to torture. No, it hasn't done any such thing. And, you know, obviously materialism and not having any free will doesn't have a damn thing to do with it. I mean, who cares whether we have whatever a free will thingy is? Right? The freedom to be an idiot. Oh, yes, well, that's unfortunate. We have the freedom to be an idiot. but this whole idea that somehow I constructed me out of meanness. Obviously, I didn't. I constructed me. This was constructed. And there was a certain point where I seemed to be participating, right? So I didn't participate much the first few years. And then I started participating in the construction of me. But the me that was participating was created by environment, the circumstances, the physics, the mechanical system, all right, the environmental circumstances combined with the, you know, pre-existing eggs and DNA and all that mush. So it didn't have a damn thing to do with me. You know, what did I have to do with the combination of sperm number 4,673 and egg number 742? Oh, that's right. I didn't have a damn thing to do with any of that. But anyway, I didn't do any of it. So I'm just a byproduct. I'm a reflexive machine, and just reflecting. And some of the reflections take 60 years. They bounce around inside your head for 60 fucking years. And then all of a sudden you do something about it. You get your first straw, and then your second straw, and then your fourth and fifth and 90th straw, and then your back breaks and you fart. Or you do whatever you're going to do. So what? It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change that I'm a feeling person, that I have acquired some information about the world and how it functions. I can do the 2+2 thing. You know, two-ness plus two-ness equals this thing called four-ness. You know, I can do logic, okay, and figure out that... You know, the words are basically descriptions of circumstances, and the circumstances get more and more elemental and fundamental. So you can say something like water's wet because we invented the word wet to describe what water does, which is wetify. It's just that simple. You know, it's not any more complicated than that. And good and bad are clearly words just invented by experience, invented by the necessity to acknowledge badness in the sense of harm, pain, suffering, negative things. Headache, bad. Boink, boink, good. Whatever. I mean, come on, not complicated. So, it just shouldn't be a conversation. It just, and the whole way the world's gotten all so convoluted and complicated, and you know, and it's qubits, you know, come to mind, or some other kind of bullshit. And you're just saying how people fall for this shit. Oh, there's a magical way to get to the conclusion. You don't have to do any of the addition, you know, so you can find out what 672 times 42 divided by 6 is. By just asking a qubit, because, you know, it magically got to the future and saw the answer and then comes back and tells you the answer. I mean, it's just this silly shit. And you're saying, what am I having? Why? I shouldn't have to have a conversation about this crap. And it's just very depressing. So, I don't know why there's a certain percentage of people who seem, maybe it's just a very tiny minority and they're just very vocal, because they're such selfish, gluttonous, greedy cunts or something. I don't know why they would be so. But why defend nihilism? Why defend some sort of idiotic idea that no matter what I put in front of this camera as a mechanical thing that has complex parts, you know, why are you saying, okay, that it is the same as me? This machine is the same as a human being. No different. It's just matter. It's just electrons and protons. Same difference. When you know this can't be tortured, can't happen, can't synthesize the experience, doesn't have the parts necessary to synthesize the experience, and this can. Just doing that, ooch, can cause problems. You know, some sort of, you know, and for days you could be blighted by some injury, some defect in the function, and you have experienced this event, and you're making an argument that this is the same thing, whatever happens to this is just as relevant as whatever happens to this. Doesn't matter how you kill this, it doesn't matter how you kill this. It's so fucking stupid. So, it's painful making videos on planet Earth because so many of the participants are lost in so much goddamn bullshit. So that's the real problem, is that if it's not nihilism, it's some sort of mysticism, some sort of sillyism, some sort of bullshitism, some sort of shit. Okay, that prevents people from just seeing the obvious, which is they're just biological machines. The invention of sensation was just a tool to make the biological machines more capable of consuming and reproducing, you know, consuming nutrients to lay eggs and make and fortify their eggs position, you know, give them, you know, security, protect them to some extent. And that's what all of our emotions are about, and that's the whole thing, is this whole social gang warfare, you know, bullshit, DNA warfare. And so, yeah, it's not a good story. And the fact is we're paying way too much to do this interesting part, which is we can think about it. We can logically evaluate it, model it, and figuring out how it works and how the little hands move and how the thing functions. So going back to a story I've often related about me and as a kid having an obsession with the clock, because I was pissed off that the clock knew what time it was and I didn't. Because I knew I was a better machine. And if somebody knows what time, if the machine's going to know what I should know, that fucking stupid piece of shit shouldn't know what time it is. I should know what time it is. You know, because I didn't quite get the whole, you know. But anyway, and so we investigate, we learn, we find out, oh, okay, it's not anything mystical. The clock is just telling time because it's modeling time. It's found a little sequential way to count the beans. So it knows how many beans are in the jar because it's counting them. You know, it's made its own jar and it's just counting the same beans going in the jar. You know, it's just duplicating. You know, and so you find out the truth. And I'm just saying the truth is that, yes, it's bleak. I mean, there is no God. There's no heavens. There's nothing to redeem. There's no silver lining. Nothing's going to fix anything. There's no fairy godmothers. It's, you know, it's a bleak, horrible circumstance of a DNA molecule out to do nothing but stand on the podium and say, I win. But it didn't win anything. The competition was moronic. I can kill you before you kill me. That's the Olympic event. Okay, and it's, you know, and the carnage is gigantic. So again, I've used that as an example. We, you know, you're sitting here in a world that can't figure out that if we're going to do this, encourage people to be things, we shouldn't be encouraging them to be sports heroes. You know, we shouldn't be rewarding morons doing moronic things, especially when it means a whole bunch of people get broken or killed doing it or paralyzed. Why do that? Why not have reward people for curing diseases or making comfy pillows? Why the fuck, or make fuck bags, you know, or make drugs, synthesize some sort of drug so some human can sit and drool. Come on. Why are we rewarding people to do stupid shit when you reward them to do completely constructive shit and nobody will get hurt? Even the losers who can't make the good thing, they can't win the competition, they don't get the gold medal, they don't have a broken leg or they're not paralyzed. So it's a win-win. And you can't even sell that to these morons. I mean, people are so fucking stupid that you can't even get them to say, all right, I sort of get it. Sports is dumb. Okay, I get it. It's like worse than drugs. It does more harm to humanity than drugs. And I can't even do... All right, okay, it's stupid, I get it, it's stupid, okay. I'll sign the paper, where's the paper, I'll sign it, yes, sports is stupid, okay, I admit it. I can't even do that. No, disgusting. I hate this planet, god damn. Oh, jeez, it's just so bad to be a participant among... You know, it's humiliating to be human. Because you can imagine some sort of real good thinking machines just mocking us for, you know, the trespasses against reason. These things are so obviously wrong. So again, I come up with the physics thing again, just to let you know. I mean, these scientists are such bullshit. You know, their science is such garbage, and, you know, they haven't cleaned any of it up, can't fix it, couldn't care less that it's bullshit, that it's nothing more than a religion. A mockable religion. It's so bad. And they're just, you know, oh, we're so superior. We know quantum-y stuff. You know, and it's just so bad. So humiliating. Anyway, so yeah, I hate having the stink of human on me. I wish I could be something alien, so I didn't have to, you know, carry the burden of my ancestry and all of their murders against reason and logic. Their trespasses against reason and logic. All right, sorry, a bit of a sidetrack. Still haven't hit the play button. Yeah, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll wait till later. Much later. All right, it appears that I'm not going to play the video, so I'm not going to play the video. I'll play the video in the what the fuck, so that goes the accompanying video to this video, where I usually... attempt to be mused by my own conversation into expanding on that conversation in some way or other. That's all you're trying to do is give people more ways to look at something. Yeah, and so I can show you it in this video, but I didn't really turn it this way so you could see it this way and see that, oh yeah, you get it? But anyway, so that's why I do this, is because of the fact that each person needs you to kind of drag them to this water, you know, into splashy, splashy water, good. Yeah, drink the water. It's okay. So I was thinking of pyromesiums, pyro, which made me also think of, you know, math fails, you know, for the old timers here. Left a comment the last week, and it was just so, funny, in the sense that, I went to his channel, his new channel, I can't even recognize, there's no math fails there. I can't see him anywhere in the person he is now. And I can't, even his voice is different, but he's talking the same, blah, 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 Gaia, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. It's kind of crap that Matt, thou art that kind of whatever the shit fuck that is. The earth loves you. You're the earth. You're the universe petting the universe. Fuck. I mean, it's like, shit on the left of me, shitty shit on the right of me. I mean, it's just so bad that there's nothing here in the, in the rational middle. There's me and one other person maybe. two, I don't know. Oh, it's just so dismal. But anyway, shit, I have to endeavor to persevere. All right, so where were we? It's a mechanical system, and we have the big giant brain, and we can do this information processing thing and count big numbers and have formulas, formalizing ideas, and this equals that, and it's bad. Okay, we can do the okay thing, and make it clear and emphasize that it's a, hey, it doesn't need any more explaining, does it? Shit. And so all we're playing for is this. What do I feel? Do I feel okay? Do I feel okay? Do I feel okay? Is there something, is there a problem? Is something I care about dying, or is something in trouble, or is something to worry about? Is there something? And that's all I'm doing. And that's all you're doing, is fighting for moments. And to feel gratified and comforted, and in some sense, right? So back to this competition thing and feelings of superiority. So that had me thinking about my sisters and how I could argue that they really didn't understand me, boys, whatever. So I was like I was alien to them, even though they seemed like family to me. I don't think they considered me one of them. So, there's a point to that part. But anyway, it has to do with this, how people feel, and so all this ego stuff. And so you could say, well, if I had a brother, then the problem would be this whole competition thing, like who's going to carry on daddy's name and who's going to, who's going to be a better representative of the boys of the family, that kind of, you could just see how it would just create all kinds of very negative functions in us, okay? So we're blighted by the fact that we are these natural organisms with all of these stupid fucking goddamn hormonal bullshit that attracts us to the fight for something. That's why we're like the Pierrots. We're attracted to gambling or excesses, drugs, any kind of something stimulating and provoking, prodding. We're just waiting for the stick to poke us so we can poke the fucker back. And we're kind of constructed that way to defend our territory, to piss all over it. Yeah, it's mine. Don't tread on my stuff. don't look at my wife. Don't do this. Don't blah, 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 blah. All this horse shit. So anyway, the reason why Piero popped into my head was, I was thinking so I'll give an analogy with like a paramecium. And you can understand, it's a machine. It's really complicated. It's got lots of little parts and all. And we're made out of those kind of machines. We're made out of parameciums that just can't go anywhere. So your liver cells are just as complicated as a paramecium. But they're stuck. They don't have legs. They can't swim anywhere. they can't leave. They're bound, trapped, in a liver bag. They can't get out. And but anyway, you know, so it's a, yes, we call it a living thing, but it's not really alive like we're alive. So there's no real point in talking about it being alive if we're going to use the word alive to describe conscious and sentient and all of that kind of shit, because we know that's what happens in these brains. And if you, you disconnect the brain, then there's no functions. You don't feel it anymore. you know, all that kind of crap. And so it should be understandable that it's a huge difference. A universe full of parameciums just gobble, 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 blah, 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 you know, doing things that look like being alive. They're competing and they're doing all their little, their antics. But their antics are all built in little programs, you know, hit a wall, go right. Right doesn't work, bounce left twice. And then if that doesn't work, bang, bang three times and then try left again. You know, they have a program, that's it. You know, it's a, just a, it's a clock. It's a machine, okay, with no brain. So again, you know, to really have to argue that the brain is the creation of your consciousness. You're just, it's just this machine synthesizing, experiencing. It's making it, okay? It isn't exist as a something. It exists as a side effect of electricity banging around in neurons. And so your brain has, in fact, created the theater, the screen, the projector, you know, your whole memories, all of that crap. All of that crap, and then it created a you to sit in the goddamn chair and experience it. And that's it. And you experience it because it works evolutionarily. It works for you to have a self-interest, okay, in terms of a welfare, a condition to maintain, to react if you get poked, because getting poked might cause you to bleed and die. So you have to react. You have to react to threats. So you have to see them in advance. You have to see that no stick in his hand, no problem. Stick, maybe a problem. Pointy stick, even more of a problem. You have to be able to do these calculations. You figure out, I can run through a tree if it's this thick, okay? So if it's, the tree's only this thick, I can run through it. I can run over it. Okay, if it's this thick, I can't run over it. I can't run through it. It's not going to just bend over and get out of my way. You know, that kind of logic, and that's why we're built the way we are built, is because we're complicated organisms, hard to maintain. We're fish way out of water, and, you know, we're high maintenance. And so we need a brain that can do an awful lot of organizing of your existence, so you don't cut your fingers off, you don't eat them when you're eating your food, you don't do all kinds of stupid ass shit. And so that's why it was invented. That's why it happened that we, that the nature created this kind of complex synthesis of a life, is because it works. It's a way of creating an organism that can live in the past and the future, you know, and survive the present by doing that. By having the past and seeing the future, it preserves its existence. And the whole personal stake, the feeling thing, gives you the capacity to balance things. So you can balance your need to get the raspberries with your fear of the bear. And then you can use your brain to figure out, bear usually leaves by 4 in the afternoon. So if I go at 3 or I go at 5, I'll be okay. I just have to avoid bear time. You know, that kind of thing. We can balance the needs and necessities. We can figure out what's worth it. Okay. And make reasonable calculations. And the whole point is to be reasonable. Your brain works if you allow it to. If you allow your brain to work, it's really good at being sensible and logical, because if it didn't work, you'd end up trying to run through trees and do stupid ass shit. So obviously it tries. It gives you all the capacity not to step into traffic and not to do a lot of dumb, stupid things. And one of the dumb, stupid things it gives you the capacity to do is not procreate. You're not forced somebody to live this pointlessly silly existence, struggling merely to not be dead again. All over again. Try to preserve the integrity of its shape and form. To have to struggle for whatever years it gets to do that before it's horrifically suffocated in some way or other. Oh, God, all the, billions of years of machines trying to calculate their way, through the world. And having to feel every step of it. The horror. So in a sense, these videos are just arguments with, Freddy from Freddy's Nightmares. I mean, it's like, are these reclamatable brains? I mean, and they're broken in these two fundamentally different ways. They're broken by, sadistic vanity, some sense of my feelings are important, your feelings aren't, kind of bullshit. And this sappy silver lining, somehow it all works out. All the torture disappears. it didn't happen. Too ridiculous. It gets quantum poofed, out of mind, out of reality. This doesn't work that way. Because I don't see the victims of some earthquake, doesn't mean there's no victims of the earthquake. It's just, didn't mean that there weren't people that had to spend, 24 hours slowly dying. Shit. So you can sing and dance about how great life is and have parades. You can have a little parade about, life is fun. some silly cartoon. I hate this planet. All right, summing up. So I was just thinking you could imagine two universes. All right, one universe has a Coke machine in it, just sitting there in space, and then you show up to evaluate the circumstance. And in the second circumstance, it's a little rabbit, in a nice little oxygen bubble, with some grass and such. All right, so those are the two universes you pop into to evaluate. And so I'll give you some information. So you have the schematic for the two different machines. So you know the rabbit, you've tasted its feelings. So again, even if the universe had a brain, like if nature had a brain, if it never felt a sensation, how could it make a judgment about what's worth what? Obviously, it couldn't make any evaluations if it never felt the sensation. And so the feeling organisms would somehow have to make it understood that, we feel, we're doing something different than Coke machine. Okay. So you're sitting there looking at the Coke machine and this, do I need to put a quarter in? No. Does it need to have a quarter put in? Oh, I'm saying a quarter. that's a real giveaway. Yeah, I'm 95 years old. I can't even imagine a vending machine now. You actually put dollar bills in it. It's hilarious. The amount of money people live on, just amazing. Anyway, Does the machine need anything? No, of course not. So it doesn't need to ever produce a soda. Doesn't need to, nothing. There's absolutely nothing you can do in terms of interacting to enhance or degrade the circumstance. You could blow the machine up, doesn't matter. You could put a silly hat on it, doesn't matter. You could humiliate it in some other way, doesn't matter. Can't make a difference. The rabbit, on the other hand, we can figure out, because we know it can feel, that it can feel good or it can feel horrible. All right, and so what's complicated? I mean, once you've tasted the two sensations, you know what the difference is, why wouldn't you sit there and say, well, can I move the carrot closer to you? Make it easier to get to? can I scratch your little head? It's going to be really easy to say, what's the thing I can do? Oh, I can make it feel good. Well, yeah, seems a really sensible thing to do. I'll make it feel good. Feeling good, good. Feeling bad, bad. Too obvious. Why is this complicated? And that's what we're facing as, players here. And the only thing that screws it up, where people could actually play the game correctly, is their own personal stake. So if you just take your, how's it affect me? I'm hungry. Can I eat rabbit? Take away your interests in preserving your state of comfort and your feeling good, and just give you this plain thing to evaluate with your intelligence, it's quite obvious, that yes, creating a brain inside of a machine that synthesizes sensations is a serious change in the function. And it does mandate interest, paying attention, because you can hurt it, you can harm it, you can cause bad to happen. Bad can't happen to soda machines. Bad can only happen to feeling machines. I can't believe I have to explain this to people. Fuck. It's just so bad, to just say, oh no, I don't have to explain this, do I? No. Anyway, so that's all there is here. It's just, concede that if I take you out of the equation, your interests, all right, and then you evaluate, you can figure out, there's no reason to put life on Mars. There's no reason to do a lot of wacky shit. And the only reason why somebody would ever defend any of that nonsense is because they see it as a philosophical statement. And it's going to endorse their own gluttony and exploitation. It's a defense. It's again, let's sacrifice something to our God. Our God is so loving and so wonderful. He loves us to torture things for him. it's so ridiculous. But that's what it comes down to, is that's, for the idea of preserving their right to be exploitative cunts, they will torture things for it. They'll sacrifice things. They'll make people miserable. They'll force people to live horrible lives, to have rape babies. They'll force all kinds of stupid things, not because it's sensible or logical, but because it's the only way they can sustain their propaganda, the lie that they're living, of a silver lining or a God who fixes or any of that crap. So nihilism isn't materialism. Sadism is a fetish, okay? Just saying it. It's just a fetish. It's some sort of bizarre fetish thing. It's some kind of weird, perverse mechanism where somehow, you think torture is a boob or something. I don't know. It's some weird shit. So it doesn't have anything to do with the subject. it's the nihilist part. It's the pretending that your feelings obviously matter. You know, you feeling good makes more sense than you feeling bad. You can't deny it. And pretending that other people's feelings or other animals' feelings don't matter. And it's just pretending because you can't logically defend it. Not at all. So where was I? Yeah, so it doesn't have anything to do with being an atheist. It doesn't have anything to do with materialism. It doesn't have anything to do with determinism and the fact that there's no free will. It doesn't have anything to do with traditional values or the, that's back to the atheism argument. But, you know, we don't need a God says so to rationally model the world we exist in and understand what has value. You don't need God to tell you, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I mean, that you don't need a God to tell you that. You can logically understand that, if I don't want somebody to poop in my water, I probably should have some mechanism that stops me from pooping in their water. Because if there isn't such a mechanism, then they're going to poop in my water. Duh. All right, anyway, it's just, yeah. So I will say that's enough of a video. Just say, it is terrible that all of this, all these years of all these arguments, and it comes down to stuff this fucking stupid. You know, God, Gaia, silver liningness, whatever, happy pappiness, versus, debauchery, exploitation, irrational self-importance, it's having to argue against this shit. it's just such a waste. Because the nuances of our existence are so interesting. The whole mechanism of our psychology and what parts of it are, driven by some sort of instinctive defense of territory, defense of self, and what parts are driven by the philosophical veil we use, as another weapon, another biological weapon. Do we believe things because we believe them, or do we believe them because there's advantage? do you really like the color purple, or do you belong to the purple gang because they're bigger and stronger and you get a better bargain? All of the little corruptions in our capacity to reason and interact with each other are all fucked by little stupid shit like, I don't like the way he looks. I mean, that really gets in our way. Stupid shit. Like, I don't like your voice. I don't like your mannerisms. I don't like your face. And that gets in our way. Now, those are interesting subjects, in my opinion. But, they're meaningless. If the big context of understanding the mess we're in. And the circumstance, and the fact is that squandering torture, wasting it, is disgusting. It's a disgusting thing to do, and there's every likelihood that you're defending nonsense that leads to wasted torture. And bad on you. Okay? Yeah. All right. So, enough of the video. Blah, 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 blah. I guess I might as well make it a full hour. The hour of power. I'm mimicking TV. one of the TV schedule. Well, just to be different. I won't let it get to a full hour. Yeah, just to show that, no, I'm not being controlled. I'm not. When, yeah, I know. We're all being controlled. Anyway, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot.